Hey, welcome to Studio Classroom. I'm Rebecca, and I'm happy to serve you today. I also know your English will improve. I mean that. I'm not just saying it because I want a tip. However, we are talking about tipping customs around the world in our lesson called Tipping Tips today. In yesterday's lesson, we learned that you should always tip your waiter or waitress in North America. And in Africa, you should also expect to tip waiters, porters, and taxi drivers. Let's look at our menu for today. We'll be learning about tipping customs in Europe. I know Europe is huge. We'll pay attention to the countries mentioned. We'll also discuss tipping customs in Asia. You might be surprised at what you find out. Well, let's go inside and join Gabe.
Hey everyone, my name is Gabe.
Oh, hey Gabe. Here's your coffee.
Yes, the coffee I ordered. Thank you so much.
Okay. Come on.
What?
The tip? Remember the tip?
Oh, you want a tip? Oh, well, here's a tip for you, Rebecca. I think that maybe when you walk, you shouldn't slouch so much, and maybe you should be happier when you're giving coffee to people. Those are some good tips.
Oh, Gabe, that's not the tip that I was expecting to get from you. I was hoping for, like, some money.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. Oh, well, it's time for us to get started with the first reading for the day.
Tipping tips. Europe. Tipping customs in Europe vary from country to country. In France, waiters rarely receive tips. The cost of service is included in the bill. Many English restaurants also include a service charge. But those that don't expect customers to tip 10 to 15%. In Germany, there is no service charge, so a 10 to 15% tip is appropriate. Make sure you tip in cash, though, so the money gets to your waiter. In most of Europe, porters, guides, and housekeepers also expect tips.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Language Lab. I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点我们要来看的是 vary 这个动词。Vary 是指改变或者是有差异，例如 The effect of the treatment varies from individual to individual. 治疗的效果因人而异，或者是 The teacher varies her teaching strategies to meet the needs of her students. 这位老师为了满足学生的需要而改变他教学的策略。他的形容词是 various, V-A-R-I-O-U-S.例如 The dancer has mastered various dancing styles. 这位舞者已经可以轻松驾驭各种舞风。继续我们看的是 service charge 这个名词。Service 是指服务， charge 是指费用，所以 service charge 就是指服务费。例如 In Japan, the service charge is included in the bill. 在日本，服务费是包括在账单里面的。或者是 A minimum 10% service charge is common in this country. 10% 的最低服务费在这个国家是很普遍的。
Thanks, Michelle. Well, I still think Gabe owes me a tip for making him that amazing coffee. I'll try to forgive him this one time. Well, anyway, let's continue learning about tipping tips in Europe. Well, the first sentence...of our lesson says, tipping customs in Europe vary from country to country. Now, this is a great sentence pattern that we would like to talk about. What does it mean if something varies from someplace to someplace else?
Okay, well, this means that it's different from one place to the next. And usually you use similar words between from and after to. Okay, between from and to and then after to. So, for example, rates change from season to season.So you might spend more during the summer to go travel somewhere and spend less during the winter. The rates change from season to season.
Now, you could also use this sentence pattern to refer to a hairstyle. So a hairstyle will vary from person to person. Different people will have a favorite or a different favorite hairstyle.
All right. Well, here's a tip for you, Rebecca, since you love tips so much.
Yes, I'm ready.
The tip is, next time you read a sentence, you should say it loud and clear. I like that tip. Go ahead.
Loud and clear. Okay. The next sentence says, in France, waiters rarely receive tips.
Good. Now that's, I like that. Yes, very loud and very clear. Continue.
Yes, well, that is the tip that I am talking about, a money tip. I'm still waiting for that tip. Well, anyway, we see another word in this sentence that we would like to talk about, and that is rarely. If something rarely happens, that means that it seldom happens, or it's not very likely, or doesn't happen very often.
That's right. So, for example, I rarely give tips in Taipei. Now, I could also say I rarely ride my bike, because that's true. I need to ride my bike more. I rarely ride my bike.
You could also say Susan rarely goes to the beach. And of course, Katie, she rarely leaves the house without her purse. So there are so many different ways to use this word.
All right. Well, the next sentence says the cost of service is included in the bill. Let's take a look at that phrase, if something is included. And there are many creative phrases that use the word include or inclusive.
Exactly. So let's say that you go to a restaurant and you order a particular meal. Maybe a drink or even the dessert is included in that meal.
Okay, so it's included in the meal. Now, how about that word inclusive I just said? You know, I went to a resort about a year ago for my sister's wedding.
Oh, nice.
It was an all-inclusive resort.
Seriously?
So cool. Now, what that means is that
awesome.
You're paid for everything up front. So basically, I could go to any restaurant that I wanted in the resort, and I could eat anything, drink anything, and it was for free.
Hey, remember
that? Well, not really free, but it was all-inclusive.
Well, remember that cruise I was telling you about to Australia?
Mm-hmm.
It's also all-inclusive.
Really?
It is.
Wow.
So I pay one price, and it includes everything. So all the meals, entertainment, and everything, all-inclusive.
Interesting. I may have to take that cruise to Australia sometime. Well, here's another tip for you, Rebecca. I think you should listen carefully to the guys in the information cloud.
If we were to break down the languages of the world continent by continent, we'd find that Asia has about 2,300. Africa, more than 2,100 languages. Australia and the Pacific Rim region contains over 1,200 languages.
The Americas, in contrast, have less than 1,000 languages. And Europe, not even 300. So why is there a greater diversity of languages in Africa, Asia, and the Pacific region compared to Europe and the Americas?
Well, scholars looked into this question and studied all kinds of variables, such as a region's altitude, temperature, average rainfall, and population density.
They concluded that there are two geographic features that account for linguistic diversity the most. Can you guess what they are?
If you guessed mountains and rivers, then you are right.
The more mountainous a region is, and the more rivers a region has, the greater linguistic diversity there will be. It makes sense. Mountains and rivers isolate people, right?
That's right. Interestingly, the results of this study neatly parallel the results explaining a region's biological diversity. This means we can expect regions of the world with greater linguistic diversity to also have a greater diversity of plant and animal life.
你可曾想过世界上哪个地区有最多种的语言？ 答案是亚洲。 亚洲一共有大约2300种语言。 第二名是非洲 2100种 而全世界语言种类最少的地方是欧洲 还不到300种。那到底是什么造成一个地区语言的多寡呢？答案是 mountains and rivers, 山跟河流。这是因为山跟河流是大自然的屏障，他们把不同文化的人阻隔开来，语言呢也就被保存了下来。那当同一个区域拥有多种的语言，它就有了 linguistic diversity, 语言的多样性。同样的，亚洲众多的山脉跟河流也促成biological diversity, 生物的多样性。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Now, it's really interesting. The more mountainous a region is, the greater linguistic diversity there will be. Why? Because mountains and rivers isolate people. That is a very interesting point.
Oh, Rebecca, you were paying attention to the InfoCloud. That's great. Well, right now, let's go down a couple of sentences where we read, make sure you tip in cash, though, so the money gets to your waiter. Let's take a look at that phrase, to make sure. You use this phrase when you want to remind someone or tell them to do something important.
For example, when you leave the house this afternoon, make sure you bring an umbrella. It looks like it's going to rain.
And when you leave your house to go on vacation, make sure you turn off the stove. Oh, Rebecca, so many people forget to do these little things. You need to make sure you turn off your stove.
And make sure you turn off your lights when you leave the house. There are so many ways to use this phrase, make sure. Why don't you take a few moments to see if you can create some of your own sample sentences?
Well, make sure you come back after our break because we have a lot more to learn.
Hello, and welcome back to the happiest classroom on earth. Do you tip when you go to eat at a restaurant? If you've ever been to France, you know that waiters rarely receive tips. However, in Germany, they will welcome a tip of 10 to 15%. Now, perhaps you have never tipped at a restaurant. Tipping is not expected in every country. In fact, it could even be considered an insult in some countries. Well, let's continue learning with our second reading of the day.
Tipping tips. Asia. In Southeast Asia, tips are not usually required, but people will appreciate them if you choose to give them. However, that's not true everywhere in Asia. If you give waiters tips in Japan or China, they might be offended. Restaurant and hotel staff work hard to make your trip more enjoyable. So make sure you thank them in the way that fits their culture.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 offend 这个动词。 Offend 在这里是指冒犯或者是得罪。例如 the pop singer's rude comments offended everyone present. 这位流行歌手没有礼貌的言论让在场的每一个人都被惹恼了。或者是 if you refuse to eat the food, you would offend the host. 如果你拒绝主人给你的食物就是冒犯他了。他的形容词是 offensive, O-F-F-E-N-S-I-V-E。例如 he needs to apologize for his offensive behavior。他需要为自己无理的行为道歉。继续我们看的是 enjoyable 这个形容词，我们看到这个字里面有 enjoy, 享受这个动词，所以 enjoyable 是指令人愉快的或者是快乐的。例如 we will try our best to make sure you have an enjoyable stay in our hotel, 我们将竭尽所能的确保您在本旅馆有愉快的时光。或者是 the party is much more enjoyable than I expected,这个派对比我所预期的好玩的多了。And now, let's go back to our teachers.
Thanks, Michelle. Well, earlier in our lesson, we already learned tipping tips in Europe. Well, our lesson now takes us to the continent of Asia. So let's see what our lesson says. The very second or the second sentence we read, but people will appreciate them if you choose to give them. And of course, that's referring to tips. Now let's talk about this phrase, if you choose. What does it mean if you choose to do something?
Well, you have a choice, right? So you could tip, or maybe you choose not to tip. But I do think this is a very useful phrase because you could choose to do many things. For example, if you choose to give me a birthday gift, I won't refuse. It's up to you, though. It's up to you.
No, you weren't asking me to give you a birthday gift, right?
I don't know if you would give me a birthday gift. But if you choose to, I would take it.
Okay, well, you can also use this phrase by saying, if you choose to come, please arrive at 10 a.m. sharp, exactly 10 a.m.
Okay, well, a couple of sentences later, we read, if you give waiters tips in Japan or China, they might be offended. Let's take a look at the word waiter. Actually, we could also use the word server to talk about that kind of person, someone who has that job.
So what is the difference between a waiter and a server? Well, oftentimes, a waiter is used to refer to a guy who is serving a table. And then, of course, you have waitress, whereas a server is often used to refer to either a guy or a girl, a man or a woman.
That's right. And these days, some people prefer not to be called waitresses because they want everyone to be called servers. And the same thing goes for waiter. They would rather be called servers. Right now, it's time for us to see what's going on with the SC Challenge. It's time for the Studio Classroom Challenge. And hey, look, someone is sitting over here on this bench. What is your name?
Oh, my name is Sean.
Sean. Well, one of the key words from this week was enjoyable. Can you use this word in a sentence?
Enjoyable. Traveling is very enjoyable to me.
Traveling is very enjoyable to me too. Cool.
Yay.
Are you up for the SC Challenge? Now let's go to the last paragraph where we see the word staff. Something important to remember about this word is that it never has an S on the end, even if it's plural. So if you do want to use it to talk about many people, you would say the staff members or people on staff.
Exactly. Well, there's one last thing that we want to talk about. If we go to the very end of our lesson, we read, in the way that fits their culture. Now, this reminds me of another phrase that we want to talk about, and that is culturally appropriate. Now, no matter what culture you're in, different cultures do things differently. And so if you do something that's culturally appropriate, that means you're adopting specific elements of one culture into the other culture.
That's right. And if you're going to visit some place around the world you're not used to, maybe you should research in advance to find out what's culturally appropriate.
Well, right now, let's take a closer look at this sentence with Liz.
Hello there, friends. My name is Liz, and thanks for joining me here as we take a closer look at this sentence. So make sure you thank them in the way that fits their culture. Now, what the writer means is be sure to thank them. And then, as a reminder, the writer adds to do it in the way that fits their culture. Notice the pattern. Make sure you and dash specifically in a certain way. The first part isn't hard. Make sure you plus a verb or verb phrase. And then you add an M dash, and M dashes can be used to mean different things. In this case, it means more information added. And then you do just that. You add the extra reminder. For example, let's say you want someone to drop off a box of snacks for a sick friend at the hospital. You can say, make sure you take this box of snacks to the hospital, but only during visiting hours. Or, suppose your coworker wants to go on a trip and you want to remind them that they need to get permission from their supervisor first. You can say, if you want to take a trip, make sure you check with your supervisor at least a month early. That's all for now. I hope to see you again next time.
So, where are you going?
I'm traveling the world.
Wow! I hope you have enough money.
I do. I have money for everything. Hotels, food, and transportation.
Wow! But what about tips?
Tips? I didn't think about that.
Well, let me give you some tips.
Tips about tips?
Yes. In North America, failing to tip is extremely rude.
Rude?
Yes. Waiters rely on tips. You should give 15 to 20%.
Okay.
Give porters $1 or $2 per bag and tip housekeepers, tour guides, and taxi drivers.
That's a lot of tips.
Yeah. In Africa, tip waiters 10%. Oh, but in South Africa, make it 15%.
Okay.
Tip the concierge.
Oh, concierge.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, tip them for booking show tickets. Oh, and remember to tip porters and taxi drivers, too.
Okay. What about Europe?
Oh, tipping customs vary from country to country. Some restaurants include the service charge right in the bill.
Okay.
But if they don't, tip 10 to 15% and use cash. Oh, don't forget the porters, the guides, and the housekeepers.
All right. How about Asia?
Oh, Asia. Well, tips are not usually required. But in most places, they are appreciated.
Well, okay. Thanks for the tips.
You're welcome. Hey, where's my tip?
We're talking about tipping habits around the world, and today we are in Europe. Here, tipping customs change from country to country. So, for example, no need to tip waiters in France, and many English restaurants charge a service fee. But if they don't, then you should tip. In Germany, where there is no service charge, 10 to 15% is expected by waiters. And porters, guides, and housekeepers throughout Europe expect tips. In Southeast Asia, tips are not required, but they are appreciated. But in Japan and China, they are not expected, and waiters may even be offended. So we can see that tipping varies from place to place. But the thing that is the same is that restaurant and hotel staff work to make your trip enjoyable. So thank them in a way that fits in with their culture.
So Gabe, how was your coffee?
Oh, Rebecca, it was delicious. Thank you so much. Oh, let me give you a tip.
No, I don't need any more advice from you.
No, a real tip, a money tip. Here you go.
A dollar?
Yeah, a dollar.
You're just giving me a dollar? I gave you $5 yesterday.
Well, if you don't want it, friends, thank you for joining us here today, and we'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.